The best of vintage archers. The Archers was launched to the British nation following a pilot week in the Midlands region on the BBC's then Light programme on the 1st of January 1951, and has since become the longest-running radio soap ever. The familiar dum-de-dum theme tune, a maypole tune by Arthur Wood known as Barwick Green, is the signal, 6 days a week, for its millions of fans to stop everything and catch up with life in Ambridge. Nowadays, they listen not only on the UK's BBC Radio 4 network, but also via the internet all round the world, at any time they choose. For those who have started listening in more recent times, as well as for long-standing listeners, we have put together highlights from some of the early storylines of the 1950s, 60s and 70s. Vintage moments from the lives of well-loved personalities, many of whom are still central characters in the drama. To start off then, in 1955, Phil Archer, one of Dan and Doris Archer's two sons, was working as farm manager for Fairbrother Enterprises. His courtship of George Fairbrother's daughter, Grace, was fraught with difficulties, but having faced up to some tricky issues, such as Grace's greater affluence, they were married on the 11th of April 1955. The marriage was, however, short-lived, as only 5 months later, on the 22nd of September, Grace was killed in a fire at the stables. We present here some scenes from their short time together.
Yeah?
You remember what I said when you first brought me home in the car from London?
What, about taking over Jane's job, you mean?
Yes, couldn't I?
You'd probably be quite a big help if you really want to do the job.
I do, Phil, honestly.
Well, have you told your father? What does he say about it?
He didn't seem particularly worried. So here I am reporting for duty.
What, dressed like that?
What's wrong?
Nothing, you look marvellous. The slacks are smashing and the sweater's just the job, but they're far too good for working clothes.
Oh, I thought they looked rather nice.
Oh, they do. I'd like to have you about the place permanently like that, but if you're going to work, well, you'd need a new outfit every week.
Well, I wasn't proposing to start this morning.
Oh.
I merely wanted to be formally introduced to the poultry. Mm-hmm. Then you can have me in dungarees and leather jerkin if you like.
Fair enough. Well, look, I've just been forking over this litter here. I'll explain all about it in due course, but the chief thing is that it means less work in cleaning, watering and feeding.
Oh, yes.
And I'm also culling a few of these birds. You can do it if you like, Grace. You're very good at wringing necks.
Heavens, no.
Oh, I'll have to do it myself, then.
Why do you wring their necks?
To kill them, sweetie.
No, you amaze me. Now, that's what I call a most instructive answer.
Oh, I get you. You mean, why do I kill them?
Yes.
Well, you see, their laying days are ended. And I can't afford to keep them once they're like that. They take good grub and they show nothing for it. You don't just feed them for the pleasure of having them around a place, you know.
Gosh, lucky for us, the human race isn't governed by the same rules.
Eh?
Just think of it. Instead of retiring and spending your last few years in idleness, you just trot along to the local neck-wringer to finish you off, because you're not earning your keep.
An awful thought.
Oh, by the way, Phil.
Yeah?
Daddy asked me particularly to tell you to pick up Jane at the Bull at 11.
11?
Yes, he wants you to run her and her baggage over to Hollerton Junction.
Oh, yes, yes. All right, Grace.
He phoned her up this morning and told her he'd arranged to have her picked up.
Oh, very good of him.
Well, that's all I had to tell you. After lunch, if you've time, perhaps you'll show me something about feeding the hens.
I say, Grace.
Yes?
Why don't you come too?
Come? Yeah. Come where?
With me to pick up Jane and take her to Hollerton.
Me come? Why, what on earth for?
Well, I thought you might like to, well, see her off. I mean, the sun's shining and it's not a bad morning and... well, won't you?
Well, I'm not sure that my presence would be appreciated.
Oh, yes, but it would.
By whom? You?
Yes.
Safety in numbers, hmm?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, I'll come.
Good.
Pick me up at the house about 11:15 and we'll go down to the Bull together.
Yes, right there, Grace. I'll be there.